6 local high school football teams remain as we come down the home stretch of high school football season. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Out of those 6, I think we could have guessed 5 of them. 1, totally out of nowhere, Mojave is in the state semifinals in the Class 3A. They'll be traveling north this week to try to get to the state championship, playing Fernley. Since we're on the lower level, also Desert Pines will be sticking around here for a state championship rematch against Spring Creek. And, of course, the other 2 games, I guess, which would be the state quarterfinals on the upper level, Arborview and Bishop Gorman playing for what Coach Dan Barnson said feels like feels like Groundhog's Day year after year after year. They're playing again in the playoffs. Liberty and Green Valley playing. So a lot to break down on Prep Sports Now today, despite not being as many games. Just thought it would be good to give Mojave a shout-out from the beginning because they just keep winning, knock off Virgin Valley on Friday night. 46-20 wasn't even that close. Tawee Walker with another 200-plus yard game. And we all know Brewer hates losing to teams from the north, so it's going to be up to Mojave to make him proud this weekend.
Yeah, what a great story the Rattlers are. A one-win team last year, Case. And now they're heading up to the Reno area to play Fernley in the semis. And, you know, they've got a great player, obviously, in the running back, Walker. But to make it this far, you need more than one player. And it's a testament to the group of kids they have over there. And to their credit, they're getting hot at the right time. They're playing some good ball. I watched them against Desert Pines earlier this year. The Walker kid was banged up. But they just got ran over right through. And for them to go to Mesquite, which is a good hour and a half drive, limit the Perkins kid to, what, a $1.80, speaks volumes to where they're at and how they've peaked. And what a great opportunity for those kids to get to go to state. That's the one thing I really like about the lower level is the experience of going up for the state tournament. I know a guy who's the soccer coach at Tech, or SECTA, I think they call it, Southeast Area Technical and Career Advancement Academy.
Wow, that was well done.
I probably added.
You give yourself a lot of grief for stumbling over your words sometimes, but that was that was so eloquent.
Yeah, but he was telling me that, you know, he teaches a team primarily of Hispanic kids, and you know, they went to state in Reno this weekend, and not just the experience of getting to play in a game in a different stadium and setting they're not used to, but the traveling. A lot of these kids don't get to go travel for a game, right? For Gorman, it's second nature. They're going to New York or California or wherever it is. But for these kids from Mojave, you got to think most of their high school games have been where? In North Las Vegas, right? So now they're going to get to go up to Reno, playing a different setting. It's going to be cold, and it's going to be an interesting game. Fernley, for me, maybe a little bit of a surprise participant in the tournament there, so we'll see what happens. I think the Rattlers have live action.
Yeah, it should be really interesting, and I think to highlight on something you said, that we do give Walker a lot of credit, and rightfully so, but in this game against Virgin Valley, who'd obviously done good things this year, I think highlighted by knocking off their rival Moapa Valley for a second straight year and winning the division through tiebreakers. Mojave had over 500 yards against them, and as good as Walker was, only 220. So there were some other kids doing stuff. I know Xavier DeLong, the quarterback, threw for almost 200 yards. They didn't turn the ball over. So clearly they're playing smart, and they're playing well, and you want to see a team playing their best this time of year, which they're doing. Can't say enough about Mojave.
Well, we're throwing out names, that John Harper kid had a kickoff return for a touchdown. You know, when you give up a kickoff return, it's kind of like, you know, straw that broke the camel's back. But that kid, dude, he's got some long legs, bro, and he's a runner. So shout out again to the Motown, baby.
Yeah, clearly doing a great job up front in the trenches too. So who would have thought Mojave, like Brewer said, maybe Fernley a little bit of a surprise participant. I think with the travel, you don't know how Mojave's going to travel, but you could even make a case they're favored to be in the state championship right now, which is something pretty crazy to be saying. While we're on the 3A, I guess if they won, they would meet the winner of Desert Pines and Spring Creek, maybe 2 teams less of a surprise that are there. Both of these teams, I think you would have guessed, they were in the last year's state championship. And from what I've been told, a lot of kids that contributed in Spring Creek's state runner-up last year are back on this year's team.
Yeah, and, you know, Desert Pines was a team going into the season we didn't know much about, right? They'd graduated all but three contributors or whatever it was from last year's team. They had that great 27 class with Markel Grayson and Isaiah Morris and Tony Fields and Randall Grimes, and those guys get that elusive state championship, and you're like, okay, what's next? How is Desert Pines going to reload? And what they've done is they've gotten a great group of freshmen and sophomore to come in, and they're running the ball. They're not great in the passing game. They're good enough on defense, but they're running the ball. They're getting the job done, and they've got a home game against Spring Creek. And if I'm DP, not only am I rooting to beat Spring Creek, I'm rooting for Mojave, because if Mojave wins, then you don't got to go upstate to Fernley for the state game over Turkey Day weekend, right?
Yeah, that would make a big difference. I think you're certainly wanting to stay here.
I'd rather get Mojave at some neutral site than have to go up to Fernley.
Yeah, that would certainly make sense. So we'll see how that turns out. They did beat Spring Creek 39-6 last year. I mean, I think the defense is playing great, actually. So they're doing enough defensively, but they haven't given up more than a touchdown in, I think, well over a month at this point.
You got to remember, a few of their guys got hurt. You know, Jaden Mitchell, ACL first game. Caleb Ramsey never got cleared when he moved over. And then you got guys like Michael Lofton, right? Guy you ain't never heard of, coming out of the woodwork. The Jaden King kid is, I mean, built like a brick house. And it's just like, okay, well, here's a new cast of characters. You know, Lorenzo Brown playing big. Good job for them.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Desert Pines fares. I guess I should make a note, Del Sol did actually score 12 on them, so that's the most points they've given up basically since they've been in the lower level. They do have a previous game with Mojave. They won 35-6. So they started the season kind of rough. They lost that game in California, and, of course, Arborview blew them out. But ever since then, they've just gotten better and better. And I think we've said it a long time now, and I think it still holds true that they have to be the favorite still, if you're looking at these last four teams.
Without a doubt.
So that's kind of what we're looking at on the Class 3A this weekend, where four teams remain. More teams are left on the upper level, though some of them still up north. Down here, though, Arborview, Gorman, Green Valley, Liberty all won their games last week. Which one are you most impressed by, Brewer?
You know, I didn't... This is kind of crazy that I'm going to say this, but – and you tell me. I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to look at your face. I shouldn't even have said that, because now you're going to watch your mannerisms.
No, I'm not.
No, you are. You're not going to give me an authentic reaction.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough once you say it, but yeah. I'll try my best.
But I thought – so Gorman beat Faith 51-6 or whatever, right?
Yeah, eye roll. That would be my real reaction if you're going to say Gorman is your most impressive.
Well, I mean, but look at it. Arbor Legacy, they'd already beaten them, right?
They beat them. I think they beat them worse this time, though.
Yeah, but they were down for a little bit, right? Foothill, shout out to them. They keep it a lot closer with Liberty than we thought, right?
Definitely. I don't think Liberty can't be the answer.
With nine to play, they can't be the answer. GV only won 14-7.
You picked against GV, though.
I feel like
Green Valley was going to be the answer.
I was the only one in town that picked against GV. Its defense played phenomenal, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I thought Faith, you know, they'd slung the ball around so well all year. The fact that their passing game was shut down and they didn't have any chance to score, I thought that it was going to be a closer game than – and maybe it was the way Gorman got the 50.
We actually picked the score almost exactly. Yeah. So it wasn't a closer game than you expected.
Okay, maybe in my heart what I expected. They got the 29 real fast.
Yeah.
So the way they did it, I didn't think they would just jump on them that quick. Anyways, what about you?
You know, I mean, obviously you throw out Liberty. I just think Gorman, I'm not taking anything away from Gorman. I just think at this point this is what they do to teams like that, so I couldn't say them. It's hard as I wasn't at the game, but I guess I'd have to say Green Valley, even though the score, I mean, it doesn't look like it 14-7, but by all accounts, they were in control the whole time. They never even really had a scare. And if Canyon Springs could do anything this year, it was they could piece together some big plays to stay in games. And the fact that Green Valley went up right away, I think we've kind of questioned Green Valley's defense all year. The fact that they only gave up 7 points and seven late points, to me it's got to be the Gators.
Yeah, and the one thing is this was a week dominated by defense. Green Valley, by the way, 10 wins. That's pretty impressive, right?
Definitely, year after missing the playoffs, right?
Yeah, and again, you know, of course, last year Barillo goes down.
I mean, I know they had a lot of injuries, but still, 10 wins a year after missing the playoffs, I don't care what the circumstances.
That's pretty good. That's Mojave-esque, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that stood out for me last week is the play of not just the Green Valley defense, but all the defenses, right? So Green Valley limits the kid from Canyon, right, Diamante, to, like, I don't know, dude, 40 yards rushing, 70 yards passing, give or take.
Right.
And GV scores a touchdown defensively. Now, listen to this, though. Our guy AJ, the quarterback, doesn't even pass for a hundy. So Green Valley did it all on the ground. I mean, this was a game that both teams probably combined for 300 yards. Tywee Walker went for more than Green Valley and Canyon combined.
And that was not the type of game we were expecting.
Yeah, you know, Green Valley's been so quick all year. But then you look at the Liberty game, right? Both quarterbacks struggled, right? Liberty ran the ball a lot more than usual. But Oblad, you know, just a handful of completions. You look at the Legacy game, Valenzuela struggled, right? You look at, I mean, there wasn't a quarterback outside of DTR who had a great game. So the defense has really reigned supreme.
I mean, they didn't throw a ton, but I would say when Arborview threw, they threw pretty well. So you couldn't say Logan Bollinger had a bad game.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to throw in that qualifier. As far as in a losing effort, I think Foothill for sure would get the most impressive losing effort. They were within 10 points late, correct?
7 points late. 17
late.
10 late.
Yeah, 17 to 10 late. They end up losing 30 to 10. But I've been so impressed by Foothill all year. I mean, all year except for that eight-minute stretch where they totally collapsed against Green Valley. And obviously that cost them a week of football. But
and the lapping kid for Liberty. Right, he had like three sacks, a pick six.
It's like every game for him.
A touchdown run. I mean, the kid's having a great senior season. So, yeah, they kick a field goal, Foothill, to make it 17-10 with like 7 minutes to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes to play. I mean, Liberty is the seven-time defending champions. And then Liberty just goes on a drive, and Krishan bust out a long touchdown run, and then they get the ball right back, and a minute later they score again, and 30-10 is a lot more comfortable. But, you know, like when you're walking on the sidelines and scores are starting to get circulated, it was like, oh, have you seen the Foothill score? Do you know the Foothill score?
Yeah, they announced that at halftime of the game. I was at Arborview, like, and people were talking
about
it.
Oh, yeah. I like that. So, hey, did you know that on Morocco's birthday was this weekend?
No, I love – we always get into, like, the personal Rich Morocco hour on here sometimes.
Well, no, but every kid on the team –
hope he played some video games to celebrate.
Every kid on the team and every kid on every other team gave him a happy birthday on Twitter. I mean, that's the thing with social media. It became, like, a popular thing to do.
So nice. From there you go.
Case and Ray, happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't get in on it. That was great. Social media making me laugh from think for my game. I won't say the specifics, but it's the first time I've ever laughed, like actually laughed in like a post-game talk. Like one of the coaches is like, all right, now don't do anything stupid on social media. One of the kids is like, that's you, coach. It was hilarious. I think it's the thing you had to have been there, but it was just really funny.
Barnton doesn't have social media.
No.
It was an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of our guys. But still, it was funny.
Hey, the Foothill kid threw three picks, by the way.
Wow, so only 30-10 despite the three turnovers.
Yeah, and Oblad was like 8-16 for a touchdown and probably less than 100 yards. So, but they were like, we're going to run the ball this week.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to, you know, Liberty, bro. Nico Capelli, you remember the days?
I know. Well, I feel like Liberty, they kind of pride themselves on that they can do anything offensively. they have all those different sets, and they want to be able to show that if there's one game where they want to spread you out and throw 50 mm-hmm. times, they can beat you, or if they want to run in the power eye, they can do okay. that too.
Do you remember the night, and I might have brought this up before, but do you remember the night UNLV beat Carolina at the Orleans?
Of course, yeah.
Great night, right?
You just threw me off because I thought we were talking about high school football.
We
now
are.
We're on
earlier
college basketball.
In the day, earlier in the day, Liberty played Gorman and only trailed 28-20 in the midway through the third quarter.
Wow, and I didn't remember being that close. I remember it was a close
yeah,
game. I didn't remember it was that
Liberty,
close.
That's when Liberty got in the trenches and ran right at you.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting.
All right, well, just like that game, two big favorites this week. I think we're not going to ruffle any feathers by saying that. Gorman has beaten Arborview. I think I added it up on Friday, an average of 38 points per game during the stretch where they've played every year. Liberty, like you said, has won seven straight of their own region. I don't even know the last time they lost to Green Valley. Is there any hope for these two teams? What do you think about these games?
Well, I know this. I know that both Gorman and Liberty are considered the heavy favorites, and I know that neither team is overlooking the opponent because both teams are on the radar. You know, I think Gorman – I think Arborview has Gorman's attention, and I know Green Valley has Liberty's attention.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of teams that played Gorman tough in the past, the Arborview game was close into the second half last year.
Yeah. And I think Arbor might have had a lead last year at one point, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like I've said some version of this before, but I really do believe it this year. I mean, I think this time of the season, a lot of the times I've been over covering like Arborview games or whoever gets that far. And I've seen them when they win this game going into the Gorman game. And a lot of time, you know, they're excited to be playing one more week, but there's, you know, kind of a sense that their season
yeah, they
numbered.
Got plans for the weekend.
I did not feel like that was the case on Friday. I feel like these kids really, really want Gorman. There was no talk of anything like that. It was, you know, we want to play three more games. We've got this. I feel like they really got some confidence coming out of that. I know there's.
Are you picking them?
I'm not saying I'm picking them, but I'm just saying I feel like.
You
this
feel
isn't
like
something I would admit, but I feel like they have more confidence going into this game than they did in past years. It seems like there's more. In past years, too, like a lot of these kids on Arbor know a lot of the kids on Gorman. They've played together. I don't know. It feels like there's more overlap, and I feel like after what happened last year, they think they can beat them, and I'm sure they would have said that every year, but I think this year it feels more real to me.
Yeah, the mentality is that they're not going there for their funeral, that they're going there to shock the world.
Yeah, I really believe that was the sense I got more than in past years.
Do you get the sense that the Green Valley, and we weren't at the game. Granger was there, so we should call him in. But or was Granger at the game?
Yeah, he was there.
Do you get the sense that Green Valley has that mentality too? That they're not going. That they think that they could beat Liberty.
Well, I think one good thing working in their favor,
Green Valley's favor.
Yeah, they did score twice against Liberty at the game I was at. I never really felt like they were in the game. I saw them play Liberty earlier in the year, but like no one has scored on Liberty. I guess Foothill did. But Liberty's defense, I think, still on the year has scored more than they've given up. Green Valley's really the one team that's in division play, sorry, but Green Valley's really the one team to crack that. They found some things that work. They hit some big plays. So I feel like you could draw some confidence from that going into this Liberty
game.
Yeah,
but they lost like 42-14, right? I mean, what kind of confidence?
Like I said,
I think the only edge that they would have is the fact that the Liberty players have seen the score of the first game, and they're like, okay, let's just – it'll be a continuation. You know what I mean?
49-14 the first game.
Jesus.
But also, I think pretty clearly at least Green Valley's defense has gotten better.
Yeah, now to Green Valley's credit, they did score two touchdowns in the first quarter, and then they got outscored like 28-0 the rest of the way or whatever it is. And this was kind of my guy, Zyrus Fiasahu.
Your MVP of Liberty's
my
team.
My guy, he had a touch in that game.
I remember Lappin scoring a couple. I think he scored the first two touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, he did. But this was like vintage, like Oblad. He passed for like 300 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Tough to beat those guys. But look at the guys they have on defense, right? You got Luke Toa Matali, Octavian Bell, Jake Dudeau, Krishan Lappin, Alan Mawada, Damian Ware. Those are like...
How about your son, Richard Brewer?
Richard Brewer.
He's not really.
Related
no
to
relation.
Will Brewer, the center from last year,
okay.
If I had to guess. But, I mean, just look at that. I mean, you got Lappin's going to Reno, right? He's a sack machine. Bell, Mawada's going to San Diego State. Bell's a Division I guy, where I love, right?
Dado has been making big plays since he's a freshman.
Yeah. I mean, Dado's played well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of guys defensively. And you saw the first time they played Green Valley, right? Do you remember that? You were at that game, right?
I just talked about it for like two straight minutes.
I mean, but wasn't AJ like his he wasn't great by no means, was he?
No. I mean, like I said, he hit those two big plays, though. If I remember right, their two touchdowns were like long passes from him. So,
yeah, he did.
He wasn't terrible either.
Yeah. Yeah, they have him going for 250 and two touches, but he threw three picks.
So, yeah, I mean, he's going to have to play way better. Green Valley's going to have to play way better, but...
Here's the deal. You can't... If you're Arbor or if you're Green Valley, you can't play from behind, right? You got to get the halftime. Like, I'm firmly convinced if anybody locally makes it to the fourth quarter against Gorman, they got the best live action of anybody. Well, because every referee in this city will be sympathetic to you, right?
You say so.
I don't want to step into that. You
territory.
You have live. If you could get to the fourth quarter tied or with a slight lead, you've got live action.
Well, yeah, I agree with that overarching point for sure. I think it goes without saying Green Valley ought to play much better. But I mean, you just saw Foothill hang with Liberty. I think we've seen. I mean, Green Valley's beaten Foothill. They have a better record. You never know. Stranger things have happened. Arborview. Same goes for them. They're going to have to play their best game of the year, but you never know. These teams are going to lose sometime. We'll have to see Friday night.
It seems like there's four games where there's little chance of an upset.
Yeah, I would agree.
Nice. Say that again for the listeners.
Well, wait, four?
Four games. DP rolls. Rolling.
Yeah, so where'd you get four from?
Fernley.
Oh, well, who's the favorite?
Fernley.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. I actually don't know if I agree. I don't know where you're going with that. I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm saying that DP, get the bus, roll. Fernley, safe trip back to Northtown, Motown. Liberty and Gorman, roll. Rolling.
All right. I don't think I actually do think I disagree with that. I think I think both those lower level games could be closer.
If that Fernley Mojave game was at Mojave,
you'd pick Mojave.
I would consider it.
All right.
But
well,
I just don't see a team that has never traveled, Case. Never. Not once. Never. To get on a bus, to go there, to stop at wherever small town, get a hamburger, get back on the bus, make it over there, sleep the night, wake up again, have it be cold, and to win. I don't see it happen.
Maybe it won't be that cold.
Bro, I don't care. I think it's cold. In Reno, it's always cold, bro.
One year we had this discussion and it wasn't that cold that day. It was like 60 degrees. So,
well, trust me.
When are they playing? Saturday?
Saturday.
At what time?
I think it's 12:07.
Okay, 49 degrees. It could be way worse.
It could. Mine says 55. Oh, you're right.
Okay, well...
If they were playing on Thursday when it's going to rain.
Yeah, either way. I agree the elements are stacked against them, but I think they're a good team. Let's get to the picks. We don't need any more suspense. We can talk about it. I guess we'll start on the upper level, Arborview at Bishop Gorman.
Arborview at Gorman. Interesting game here. I know that Arborview's – the one thing about Arborview is that they're not going to differ from what they do. They're not going to – all of a sudden, you know, play the run and shoot. They're gonna run their offense, and if they could pick up some first downs, they're gonna run some clock, and they could extend this game a little bit. And if they could extend the game, they could keep it close. With that said, I was super impressed last week with Gorman. They just jumped on faith. It was over before I don't know, before the sunset. And the sun set at 6 o'clock and the game started at 7. So I think Arbor rolls. I think they get up big.
You think Gorman rolls? You just said Arbor rolls.
Yeah, Gorman rolls, of course.
I mean, of course I got
– I bet you the people at Arbor are listening to this and going crazy. Yeah, he picked us. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gorman as well. But I think Arbor, they did it last year. I think Gorman's team last year was better than this year's Gorman team, despite what they've done in state. I think Arbor will keep it close again, but I think ultimately – you could just keep it close for so long. I think Gorman will pull away. I think Arbor will have the right game plan. They will be disciplined. But you can't pick against Bishop Gorman, clearly. You can't pick against either of these teams, honestly. Green Valley at Liberty. I'm going with Liberty as well. I just don't really see a path to victory for Green Valley.
I don't disagree. I think that Liberty's a tough opponent, regardless if its defense is playing well. But its defense, we went through the guys they had, and they got some guys over there. So I think Liberty flexes its muscles and gets its game with Gorman.
So Green Valley scored 14 last time. Do they score more or less this game?
It's a good question, Case. You're playing Ray Brewer, asking a question not to be prepared with. I just think that
I think that's an interesting point of the game.
I think it's going to be – because it's going to be cooler out than it was when you watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to throw the ball around in the cold, right? And we're going to assume that Green Valley is going to be playing from behind, right?
Yeah.
So I say less than 14.
All right, playing from behind, though, I think they'll take some shots. I'll go with the more. Why not? I'll say they put up like 17 or 20. But clearly, we're both going Liberty and Gorman, and I think all paths are headed that way towards another matchup between – would they play next week? I should know this.
Gorman-Liberty?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
At Rancho. You're going to cover
there you go. Next. Oh, yeah. On Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, Liberty-Gorman next week. I think that's what's looking like it's going to happen after Thanksgiving. 3A, these are the games Brewer said no big upsets. I think I would not be surprised if any result in these games, starting with Mojave at Fernley. I think Tawi Walker is the best player still remaining. I think he's going to be the best player in this game, and I think Mojave goes up there and wins.
He's better than Jaden King?
I haven't seen the Jaden King kid. I'll say this, I think he's the most valuable player
most
remaining.
Most impactful. I don't
valuable.
Disagree. Valuable. Yeah. I don't disagree. I just, for me, I can't get over the travel. I'm old school in my thinking. I've seen many a talented team go up there and not be able to do it. And this is teams that have traveled before, and now we've got, you know, a team that has never done it. They don't know where the bus is, how to get on the bus, who's driving the bus.
Well, no one knows who's driving the bus until they get on.
So,
all right, I
got Fernley.
I like the commitment to the belief, but I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to go Mojave. Spring Creek at Desert Pines. Of course, I talked to Tico Rodriguez after their last win, and I know no coaches are ever going to dismiss the team they're playing or anything, but I seriously got the sense that he felt like Spring Creek, you know, was a challenge, had some players. I think he's giving them way more credit than you are and just saying that this is going to be a runaway. I get it. It's a coach. What else are you going to say? But I felt like he was really impressed by Spring Creek and thought, like, this is going to be a tough game for them.
And I felt the same way 2 weeks prior when I interviewed him about the Sunrise Mountain game.
Okay. So there you go.
So I just
– Oh, about Sunrise Mountain.
About Sunrise Mountain. Okay. Where he seemed like he was genuinely concerned about their tailback. I even had a quote about it. The tailback from him. I just don't see it happening, CK. I think DP defends its home turf, advances to the state game.
There's a whole nother level of motivation once you lose in a state championship game. I think this is the matchup Spring Creek has wanted all year. I think they're going to bring their best. That being said, I'm not going to pick against Desert Pines. No, I'm not picking against Desert Pines, but I think I will be stunned if this is a blowout. I'm going to say DP by, like, a touchdown.
Oh,
I think they have too much touchdown. All right, well, hey, I think we might be even on the year. I might be up a little bit because I've won, like, 3 in a row. But if you want the $5 bet, I'll give you Desert Pines minus 14.
Wouldn't you give me 2 touchdowns?
Well, you're saying it's not going to be close.
I'll take it. $5.
Desert Pines minus 14 for Brewer.
The level of athlete between the two teams is just something you haven't accounted for. But go ahead.
All right, well, we'll see. I'm going Desert Pines in a close game. It's the only one we're different on. I've got Mojave. You've got Fernley. We'll be back next week.
Oh, you picked Fernley? I mean Mojave?
I picked Mojave, yeah.
Oh, geez.
You really didn't listen to me that at all?
I was listening to you.
I think you even argued with me when I picked it.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I'm old.
Okay.
So I'm getting old.
I'm going with the Rattlers, but other than that, we're the same on everything.
Yeah. High school basketball media day today. Looking forward to it.
Right, yeah, so we'll be back soon to talk about basketball as well. Still got a couple more football shows down the pipe next Monday. We think we'll be talking about Gorman and Liberty. We'll find out if anyone can shock the world, the high school football world at least. For Ray, I'm Case. Prep Sports Now. Thanks for listening.